This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Welcome to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, we'll be speaking with CEO of Arc Spaces, Justin Chen, about the future of the office and the demand for flexible workplace arrangements in a post-COVID world. Now, the appeal of the flexible workplace model to tenants has always been the ease of coming and going, and of course, the networking opportunities a co-working space creates. But that created challenges of its own when COVID-19 hit and countries like Malaysia went into lockdown and tenants shifted to working from home en masse. But this has not dampened the spirits of some of the more resilient players in the flexible working space segment, like Arc Spaces, who are apparently bullish on what comes next. And Justin is with us today to talk to us about just this, plus what the future of work will look like when we achieve herd immunity and work life starts to resemble what it was like before we were rudely introduced to COVID-19. Justin, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Audrey. Thanks, thanks for the privilege to actually be on the show. Firstly, I'm Justin Chen, CEO of Arc Spaces. We're a design-led shared workspace operator that's been operating in the region for over 20 years. And we have four locations in Kuala Lumpur, with two of them in Mid Valley and two in the city core.
So let's just start off with an introduction into Arc Spaces. You now have offices in China, Singapore, Hong Kong, Myanmar, but where and when did it all begin?
We started this business close to 20 years ago. I think in those times, we started off as an SME, really with a focus on supporting other SMEs. Mm. So coming from that same sort of entrepreneurial background, we sort of understood the needs that a lot of entrepreneurs had, whether it was around flexibility, whether it was around networking and building connections. And we felt this was something that was a growing trend. Obviously, this was far prior to the rise of co-working and large operators, as you might know now. Mm-hmm. But I think for us as a company, we've always pursued this with an attitude of innovation, always trying to look ahead at what the future of work is looking like. And over the course of time as well, we've also evolved our brands, our products, according to the needs in the market. So what started as a very traditional sort of service office type of model, just providing bare bones office spaces for lease, has turned into a model that is much more focused around being an all-encompassing solution for businesses, whether big or small.
So Justin, in 2007, you came to Malaysia and you set up in Mid Valley. Why was the KL market ripe for a flexible workspace like Arc Spaces during that time?
I think that's a great question, Audrey. Obviously, in 2007, we were one of the first pioneers, I would say, of flexible workspace alongside like some listed companies such as Regus and so forth. I think that being headquartered out of Singapore, we've always had a strong affinity or connection to our neighbors up north in Malaysia. And Malaysia has always felt sort of underserved in terms of concepts. So the opportunity was ripe. I think we managed to secure a lot of great locations early on. And that's sort of led to the organic growth that we've had over the years.
And what would you say is your USP, Justin? You know, what sets Arc Spaces apart from its competitors in the segment right now? Because before the pandemic, co-working spaces were a dime a dozen in most cities around the world, right?
Yeah. Well, I think this all kind of ties back into maybe the roots of where Arc has come from. That being that, you know, beyond the flexible workspace business, we as a group are primarily in the real estate and hospitality businesses. And so we've always kind of taken the viewpoint that as a flexible workspace operator, we're not just catering to building out beautiful kind of co-working or flexible workspaces, but in respect to two other points, which are very important to us. One is that we as a space are also helping to facilitate developers or the building owners that we occupy or partner with. And in so much that we also understand the landlord's perspective coming from a landlord background. So in many of our projects, you can actually see a lot of differences in terms of how we've approached the projects, because we've always been very thoughtful about being bespoke to the needs of the building, tailoring our product and our solutions to the audiences that that building may be catered for. I think the second point speaks back to our maybe SME or entrepreneur background, is that, you know, we've always been very much solutions oriented. So for many of our tenants or our members, we don't think of them just as someone who's occupying space with us, but we really see it as a long-term kind of relationship where we're looking to support the changing requirements or changing challenges that they may have in their businesses, whether it's through the services that we provide or being a platform for a lot of the companies that actually come up and take up space or membership with us.
Right. Justin, can you give us an example of the kind of personalization that you do for your landlords, like you mentioned earlier?
Sure. I think firstly, we always look at looking to match the tenant mix that we have, or the customer mix that we have within our spaces to the buildings that we occupy. So for example, if in the project of the Intermark, for example, which was primarily focused around oil and gas, finance sectors, consulting businesses, our own spaces are very much tailored to those audiences. In those spaces, of course, we would have a lot more options around privacy for cater for personalized entrances, secured entrances for companies that actually do require to have special projects that require a high degree of privacy, or whether it's around having facilities that generally allow for more formal meetings, right? Or collaborative types of spaces. So for example, in our space at Intermark, we do have brainstorming rooms. We have collaboration rooms that are specifically built for the kinds of dialogues or the kinds of presentations that such companies would actually need.
Right. And then, of course, along came COVID-19. How has the pandemic impacted the growth of ARC spaces, also some of your properties and tenant behavior? Talk to us about how the pandemic has impacted your segment.
I think that's something that, whether it's our segment or all segments, I think that has had COVID-19 has obviously had a huge impact on the way that we work and the way that we live, in fact. We, like all other businesses, see this as a sort of moment where there's a sea change in terms of how the future, whether it's the economy, whether it's the way that we work, has been affected, right? So I would say that the biggest impact primarily has been, I think COVID-19 has been a huge work from home experiment for a lot of companies that have predominantly worked more in a more traditional fashion in the past. And it's really kind of challenged the notion of what is the purpose of the office. Let me break it down in this way. I would say that I think a lot of companies, through the experiences of working from home, have seen that certain types of work has been able to flourish in a digital kind of setting. And these would be tasks that are more focused or maybe project-based, where individuals can kind of work independently or on their own. But I think the work that has seen a lot of challenge over this course of time is things that actually require a lot more consensus building and alignment, as well as more collaborative tasks, which actually I think we've all seen has suffered a bit under this work from home regime. So how this relates, I think, to how companies are now thinking about the purpose of the office is that I think the office space no longer can be thought traditionally as just the place that you place all your employees. I think especially with the economic sentiments moving forward and companies being a lot more pragmatic, I think many companies are now starting to rationalize what types of work should actually happen in the office. And I think for many of these more maybe back office or focused kind of working tasks, these probably will still be retained in a working from home or remote working kind of scenario moving forward. But I think things that cannot be replaced would be the need for collaborative working, for consensus building, where the human interaction is not going to be going away anytime soon. And I think this is where I'm rather optimistic about the future of the office, because I think given the whole circumstances of COVID-19, this is actually giving a lot more weight and to why an office is required and where it can actually create value add for businesses. And so I think that the demand for offices, or specifically shared workspace, is only going to be increasing in the future as more companies are wanting to firstly be more flexible around their real estate requirements or their office requirements, tailoring their needs based on the kinds of projects that they're working on. But more importantly, I think the shared workspace, with its setting of being firstly much more focused around collaborative spaces or breakout spaces, naturally fits into the purpose for the office. And I believe that that is one where we can see the office actually become more human in the future.
All right. It's time for us to take a quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we discuss the appeal of a flexible workplace in a post-pandemic world. We'll also ask Justin about the future of the office and, of course, what Malaysians specifically are looking for in an office after COVID-19. All that and more coming up on Open for Business. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Boyish 40-something millionaires. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business with me, Audrey Raj. On the show with me today, I have the CEO of ARK Spaces, Justin Chen, and we are discussing the future of the office and the demand for flexible workplace arrangements in a post-COVID world. Now, Justin, before the break, we were talking a bit about how COVID-19 has impacted the growth of ARK Spaces. I want to ask now, specifically, what the company has done to adapt in order to remain relevant and, of course, safe, because safety is such a big issue right now, right? What has ARK Spaces done to remain relevant and safe in the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic?
Thanks for asking me, Audrey. I think firstly, I think COVID-19 has been a challenge for all companies to handle because of the uncertainty, because of the changing dynamics of the situations in various countries. I think where we've been able to benefit or thrive has been in the fact that we've always been approaching our business from a very entrepreneurial or small business mindset. And so therefore, you know, we've given a lot of focus on empowering our teams on the ground to be able to make quick and nimble decision and responses to a changing business situation. And in this respect, you know, our teams are very quick in terms of responding to queries, reassuring a lot of our customers or our tenants about what is going on around them. So I think firstly, in these kind of uncertain times, communication is definitely most key, right? And I think this is where, through a combination of frequent emails, follow-ups on WhatsApp, or even kind of physical kind of meetings, you know, our teams have been staying on top of things and on the ball in terms of giving a lot of our members clarity around what the requirements are around access, what the safety measures are on the ground, so that any of the companies that actually do want to actually return to the office or are seeking to work from our space have some certainty around this situation. I think secondly, you know, as a group, we've been able to benefit from the fact that we operate across many different cities. And for example, many of our centers in China, or specifically Shanghai and Beijing, where COVID first started to be in effect, also were the first cities to actually get out of the COVID situation. So we had many good learnings that we could actually bring in terms of responsiveness, safety measures, distancing requirements, and so forth, that we also utilize across the group through frequent sharing, constant meetings on a weekly basis, and so forth.
What's next? What's it going to look like in a post-pandemic world? And what is the flexible working space appeal going to be to the workforce, to landlords, to tenants? What's that appeal going to be like?
Well, I think that obviously the most pressing concern for most companies coming back from the pandemic, or as we recover right now, is our more rather pragmatic concerns of the economic sentiment, right? And how to moderate or control their costs. So I think this is where a lot of the flexible workspace products would be quite appealing for companies as they provide for a lot more flexibility in terms of lease terms, the size of space that is on offer, and really kind of being able to modulate or customize their office requirements as their business kind of recovers over time. But I think more so than that, I think there's going to be a big demand from companies to reestablish some semblance of company culture and primarily, I think, engagement with their staff, which I think we've all seen has suffered over the course of this work from home situation. And I think this is where ArcSpaces has been rather fortunate in the sense that even before COVID, we had already been looking at where the future of work would be moving to, one that which would be a lot more human, which would be a lot more focused around collaboration and human interactions. And so even with our most recently launched flagship in Singapore, which launched in August of last year, we had already incorporated a lot of these features that facilitated that sort of hospitality kind of feel, which were warm, which were welcoming for our members, which encouraged people to actually dwell and spend time with each other rather than just being stationed at a desk. And I think this is going to be a key feature and requirement for a lot of companies that are going to be coming back from a working from home or a remote working kind of situation. So I think over the course of the last couple of years, I think many Malaysians, as many Malaysian companies, have been well educated about what flexible working and the products will look like, but also that a lot of the products that have existed or the solutions that have existed have been quite generic. I'm quite excited for the future because I think the whole pandemic, as well as the changing working styles and the working behaviors, is only going to encourage a lot more experimentation, but I also say like diversity in terms of products, as it's not going to be a one size fits all for all types of companies. And I think companies coming from different industries or whether it's different needs will have much more specific requirements around what their office space or their working space needs would be. And so more companies, whether it be ourselves or whether it be the industry, are going to be tailored to the different kind of needs that are coming back from our members and from the office crowd.
Right. Okay. So if that's the case, if personalization, customization is the way forward, how does ArcSpaces plan to stay ahead of the competition?
I think this is where we rely heavily on the fact that we've been in operations or we've been running this business for over 20 years as an organization. And so we have a lot of relationships with existing tenants as well as past tenants that we can kind of build on. And like I mentioned earlier in our call, we've always taken the approach of being solutions oriented and always looking to kind of work on the basis of how can we support our tenants. So I think communication is obviously very key. We always keep our customers in dialogue, trying to understand beyond just a space requirement, what is it that they are trying to achieve with their business? Whether this be looking to present a more favorable image or identity to the market, whether this be looking to seek more opportunities, both in the country as well as regionally, whether this be about looking to actually change the way that they work and increase their efficiency or maybe their productivity, or whether it's about like, you know, just their growth plans, right? And so I think increasingly moving forward, like I said, it's not going to be a one size fits all, but it's going to be much more consultative. And I think this is where coming from a small SME kind of background, I think that we are very much more conscious of not just wanting to be a cookie cutter kind of solution, but we want to be one where we work to present a win-win solution to a lot of our members and our clients.
Right. And on that note, Justin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you, Audrey.
And if our listeners would like more information on ArcSpaces, is there a website that they could go to?
Yes, you can find us as arcspaces.com.
And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast of this interview on our website, bfm.my. You can also find the podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Just look for ArcSpaces or Open for Business. And that's a wrap for me, Audrey Raj. On behalf of Justin Chen from ArcSpaces, thank you for listening. Catch you again next week, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.